Okay, so we're going to continue with the Rashba from yesterday. We'll just run through the Pshat quickly, and we'll try to hone in on the Machlokas. Hopefully, we'll take a little bit further than we did yesterday. Someone want to volunteer to read? Someone that hasn't read in a while, maybe? Jonah, you want to read a little bit?
114?
The Rashba, yeah.
It's 114?
Yeah. Okay, you got the Rashba there in the Kovetz? You don't have the Rashba.
1/14?
Yeah, I think we'll start with the Rashba. Big fan of the Rashba.
1/14.
Okay.
How's the eye doing, all right?
Yeah, it's good, man.
No, no more sunglasses?
You should see the other guy.
He's
a wall.
I can't see him.
Okay, someone? Chaim, you want to read it? Sent a note coming. Good. I'm going to buy it. 14. I'm going to buy it.
Yeah. I'm going to buy it.
That's allowed, like you mean it, okay?
What?
Like you mean it.
I'm going to buy it. I'm going to buy it. I'm going to buy it.
Okay.
Mekadesh,
right? Mekadesh b'milva. Mekadesh b'milva. Okay, I just want to make one, you know, it's partially my fault. Sometimes we say things sort of as a convention, not always the most accurate way of saying them. It is Mekadesh b'milva. The malva is the one that extends the loan. The milva is the reference to the loan. Yoni, I know you were very careful to say it that way. That is the proper way to say it. Mekadesh b'milva. Conventionally, people say it not necessarily the right way. I mean, a lot of things like that. People say, ein hachina. They say in hachinami. It doesn't really sound like what it is, but it's in hachinami. There are a lot of things that we just sort of slur together, or they become colloquialisms, or you know, in learning certain things you just get said. So we just want to say it properly, whatever it is. It's mekadesh b'milva. Okay.
Also,
I won't correct you if you say Mekadesh b'Malva, but it's Mekadesh b'Milva. All right. Good. That's all. Nothing more on the matter. Milva. The Arvach lo Zimna. Arvach lo Zimna. What does it mean?
Extended the time.
It made the time more expansive. You're doing great. Piyush Rashi Zal. Let's put that. So you're not the first person to raise that question. Now, what do you mean? Well, let's just read Rashi's Lashon, okay? The way the Rashi was presenting Rashi's Lashon is, Shehisai Haisono Senes Pruta Bekach B'Shas Harvacha. What does that mean, Bekach? In such a situation, she would be willing to pay a Pruta. For what? What would she pay for? She would pay a guy to have the loan extended for her.
Sounds like the extension is worth the show.
What do you mean when you say the extension?
I mean, if I buy a bagel from the store for $1, am I buying the bagel's worth $1, or buying the nut that I'm getting from the bagel that's worth $1? Buy the bagel for $1.
The reason
I'm buying an extension for $1. The extension is worth $1. It's the going value of an extension. You asked this question also?
Right, but the
golden
value is based on the
hana
you get from it.
What's that? The Gemara's lashon is mekadesh b'hanas milva.
Right. I guess my question is, why can't I say I'm being mekadesh with the milva, with the extension of the milva?
The extension is the thing.
That's the same
worth
thing.
It's worth the shavuot pruta.
Are you answering him, or are you agreeing with him?
I think it's more about the same thing.
Right. So I'm trying to say before is that what does that mean? What are you asking when you say that? I'm not being facetious. I'm saying, what are you saying?
I'm saying that I'm trying to understand.
There has to be something that the woman gets for Kiddushin, right? There's a few ways to get to make Kiddushin. There's Kesef, there's Shavu Kesef, there's Shtar, there's Bia. So what are you using? What method are you using here?
Shavu Kesef.
Good. Shavu Kesef. Where is the Shavu Kesef?
It says this extension is worth a pruta.
How do you know it's worth a pruta?
That's the value of it.
Who says it's the value of it?
Because that's what she would give for it.
She would give.
That's value. That's the way the way supply and demand works.
The hana makes it a thing.
That's anything is the hana. Anything you buy from a store is the hana that you're getting from that is worth
is the
$5.
Meaning that
you want to say it like this. You want to say
the distinction between value and not, basically.
There is no distinction.
So, I mean, you ask, is there a path and nafkamina between what you're saying and the way we're saying?
Are you just facetious?
Hanas milva, Rashi is saying, you would pay someone to have this loan extended. So you value that. So that's the amount of value, benefit that you're getting. Are we saying something that's so different? Again, I'm saying...
My problem is that they're the same.
What?
That's my question, is that they are. I think they are the same.
Okay.
But then therefore, why is
Milva no good?
Why are we in the parsha of Hanah? It's Shavu Kesef. The Bikal issue with this...
Fine, Shavu Kesef is the greater category. You're asking me a different question now. You're saying
if I'm giving her kesef, why are they saying Hanazu?
You're asking me where
Hanazu.
You're asking me where Hanaz Milva fits in.
Does
it fit into kesef shtar or bia?
Hanaz is
not kesef. We know it's not shtar. We know it's not bia.
Over kesef, it's like when I say but kesef zu, that is really Hanazu of the kesef. It's the same thing.
Okay, so now you're going back and saying, what is it about kesef that creates kedushin? Right, we discussed that at length. Is it the shavius or is it simply a din in kesef? That's a special din in kesef.
Right. It's obvious that would be the same thing as Hanah.
Yeah.
Okay.
But I don't know why you forced into saying that here. You don't have to take that side. I'm saying we could agree that you could still have the Chakir by Kasef and still say that this is working as a derivative of Kasef, as Shavu Kasef. You want to say that the Hanah is specifically...
No, then that works. If we say the same, then I have no problem, because that doesn't matter to me which one we use.
Oh, okay. Okay, fine.
If we're saying, if they were different, then I'm trying to understand the difference.
If which were different?
If Hanah and Shavius were different, then I wouldn't understand the difference.
What does Hanah mean? Hanah means that you got a certain benefit. What's the benefit? The benefit is I gave you a value. I mean, otherwise, where do you get the... Right? Otherwise...
That applies to all products.
How do you... Okay.
Okay, so they're the same.
It's all Shavu Kesef.
Shavu Kesef is, right, is always Hanah as well. It's always the same.
Shavu Kesef. Yeah, Shavu Kesef, again...
is a measure of Hanah.
Shavu Kesef... What's the matter, Yoni? Shavu Kesef is a derivative of Kesef.
It's sickening and single to recall the learning of Chafetz Shabbos.
Say again?
As much as... I don't have a specific case right now, but like, let's say we call something and giving a Shabbos, we say it's a Chafetz. It's a Chafetz of Shabbos. Shabbos isn't the actual Chafetz. I'm saying this loan, this extension is...
You want to say it's a chatzah shalom?
That's what I think.
Okay, fine. It's a chatzah shalom. I know, but
she's got to come back on the train. She doesn't have any business here that day, so she's going to go.
You want to say it's a chatzah shalom? The fact that I said extended your loan.
If they are one and the same.
All right, I hear that.
That's right.
Fine, I hear that. When I give you that, I'm giving you anah. So it's a chatzah shalom. That I'm okay with.
Okay.
But again, the kiddushin is coming about through the anah. Right? I'm saying I'm mekadesh you with the Hanah that you're getting from this thing.
But you could just as well say the extension.
I don't know.
Without the Hanah?
I don't know about that.
Extension is Hanah.
Exactly. So let's leave it at that.
No, you can't just say extension then, because then you don't know that she's getting Hanah.
The extension.
The given.
Well, let's just say that it's inherently Hanah is what he's trying to say.
So extension allows the Hanah to take place.
Right.
Could Hanah be, can somebody get... can somebody be charging ribbis by getting Hanah from... Meaning, let's say I lent you $100, and, you know what I mean? And,
yes,
and I got Hanah from giving you this loan, so all of a sudden I'm getting more than $100.
I'll tell you an interesting shayla. It has nothing to do with Kiddushin now, and I really don't want to get the ribbis. But the postgame say that if you give back a loan, someone lends you and give it back, monetary loan, and you say thank you, could be that you gave back more than you got. There's a real issue that's discussed. So I don't want to get into it right now, but yeah, there is an aspect to that.
Really, you just have to make sure that when the guy borrows the money, when he borrows it, he says thank you for you giving it to him.
Yes.
So why would it say extension? Meaning the whole thing is that the Hanah she's getting, it's not the fact that you're giving an extension.
Not
I mean, just because you get it from one another, it should say extension. It should say Hanah.
Why can't it say extension? You could also give an extension.
No, then you don't know.
The question is, the question is, how does it work? The question is, what is the case of Hanas Milva that we're talking about? So Rashi says the case is, loan comes due, I tell the woman, listen, I'll extend your loan, and with the Hanah that you get, right, with the Hanah that I'm giving you, which is at least worth a pruta, which has the shavis, at least a pruta. How do I know that? Because you'd be willing to pay for it. So I'll be mikdashi with that. You'll be mikdashi with me with that. That's Rashi's case. Then Rashi says a kol shekein, if you wipe out the whole loan, it would also be good. Why doesn't he give the case of wiping out the loan? Why doesn't the Gemara give that case? The Gemara wants to teach Aramas Rubis. So it's simply because he wants to teach Aramas Rubis, he gave the case of extension and not wiping out. Okay, Adkan. Now,
why wouldn't that just be considered Keter?
Which case?
Why don't we say that extending a loan is just worth money?
It is worth money.
Right, so what's the problem? Oh, just because it might look like Rubis is the reason? That
yeah, otherwise it works. Right, it works for Kedushin. It's just a problem that Aramas Rubis is involved.
Okay, and Aramas Rubis just
Aramas Rubis, yeah.
It just means it looks like Rubis.
That's right. Again, I don't want to get bogged down. You can ask a detailed question about Rubis. What kind of issur is that? It's an issur that you have in other places also. More generically, you have a sort of what's called Marzayin. You have a sort of Chshad. We have these halachas in general.
Oh, but it works? This it's just not preferable?
It works, but it's also to do it.
Okay.
You're in violation of this issur. Right? Let's say a guy eats, today it wouldn't apply, but let's say 100 years, 50 years ago, a guy would take steak and put margarine on it. Right? So he's not eating Bas B'chalov, but he's always a Marzayin. Right? Similar thing over here. He's not involved in Ribbis, but he's in the issue of Haramus Ribbis.
That's still an issue?
Today, no. Because today, everyone knows about it. Once something becomes...
50 years ago, margarine was...
It's a relatively new thing, you know, coffee rich. People take milk after having a steak. Or with the hamburger, they're having coffee, and they're pouring milk, what looks like milk. If you don't have the container on the table, guys, say, oh, that's milk. Right? In many cases like that. Today, certain things are known. We can leave that for another time. That's all separate. Let's try to stay mirukazi. Let's try to stay focused. Okay? The King Pierce Harel Fasizal. Pick up from over there. Chaim, you did a great job. The King Pierce Harel Fasizal. This lesson is very important. The Kasaf. The Hanas Milve.
The Kasaf. The Hanas Milve. Ita. Be'olam.
Right. Good. So the rift is like this. Why is there a distinction between these two cases? Because milva is what? Milva. Well, it's on it now. It's not mine. I don't have any shaykhs to it anymore. It's her money. It's her money. I have no shaykhs to it. She has her own money. So I can't now negotiate a kiddushin with her money. But with the hana, hana apparently is something that she continuously has. It's there. Right? She has it by virtue of the fact... Where's the hana coming from? Where's it coming from? For the extension. Forget about the extension.
You running your money?
It sounds like that she has constant hana from the fact that there was a loan. All right? That's extant. So I could sort of bank on that. I could extend the hana. I can't say, well, I'm going to be mikdashi with that money that you have already, because it's your money. But the hana is really a function of my relationship with you. What do you mean? Well, I lent you money, therefore you're in a constant state of hana, therefore I can extend the hana. Right? That's what it sounds like the Rif is saying. Yes? No? But now's where it gets a little bit dicey. Rabbeinu Chanan. Okay?
Oh, that's what the word is.
Ava Rabbeinu Chanan is al pireish. Deshak lenu mina. Yeah. Right. He took money from her, and then he went back and he gave her a new loan. We're going to call it a new loan, but he gave her money again. Shaviknalach, akach v'kach zimna, mikudashesli. Rabbi Yechanan says, with the hana now that you're going to get from my giving you this money from today until whenever, you'll be mikudeshes with that. That's not the Rashi. It's not Rashi at all.
So if she paid back to him and then he'd be loaned?
Well, he's not using those terms. He's not saying paid back to loan and reloaned. Everybody's saying, yeah, you have to take the money back and give it to her anew and
why
say...
Why does that part matter? Why did they have to have a previous transaction?
Okay, maybe they don't. But since he was talking about extending a loan, she already had the money.
Oh, he said you have to take it back and then redo.
Right. We'll see in a minute that the Rambam doesn't necessarily agree with that, require that.
Wouldn't the whole issue be that she can't? I mean, I would assume that just the basic idea of a loan is that she doesn't want to have to pay it back. Halfway through, like, it's not a real solution to the problem.
Which solution? No, here he comes on the day that it's due, he takes the money back from her and gives it back to her.
Yeah, but I would assume that she doesn't have the money.
What do you mean? Why are you assuming that?
Well, wouldn't the whole benefit of having an extended loan, if you have the money and nothing to do with the money, there's no benefit of having
don't
an extended
loan? Don't you ask me practical questions about her needs or not? That's irrelevant. She has the money. She got the money back and she could still benefit from having it. Ask me why.
Why would you benefit from having an additional time?
I don't know. You want to take out a bank loan, but you need to show more capital to be able to get the bank loan. So she wants is that good?
Right,
it's just as practical or impractical as anything else. She needs to show liquidity, so she needs to be able to show a certain amount of money. Whatever it is. She wants to invest it. She needs more money to invest. She needs a principal to invest. She knows she has a great deal. She can invest this money and she can get a double return the next day. But she doesn't have it. She won't be able to do it. Right? Someone gave her a stock tip. She come up with another case or that's enough?
No.
Okay. So there could be a reason why she'd want the money. Irving, you right?
Yeah.
Yeah. Are you with us?
Yeah.
Not so much. Do you want to come in now? You back now? What's that?
Only because I prepared.
All right. Good.
Could be good for
a
reputation.
With this money that I'm going to extend to you now for until X, Y, and Z time, right? You'll be mikudashes to me. Why does it have to be that way, according to Rabbi Chanan? Oh, it must be that way. If you didn't take it back, it's no better than milva atzma. By the way, this phrase, I just want to make a mention. We didn't really translate it properly yesterday. Does someone have a jastro handy? This apparently is a phrase that comes up in the Gemara a few times. The expression is yatsiva ba'ira v'giyur b'shmei shemaya, the native below and the stranger on top. The native below and the stranger on top. What does that mean? It's always, you know, when you have those statements like the Gemara says, get the Amri Inchi, like people say, and then it gets some phrase that no one ever says. So apparently this was a common phrase that people said at the time of the, right?
Everybody said it, nobody else says it.
No, I'm saying no one says today, Misha Ochel Shum V'Reichel Nodev, Yochel Shum V'Reichel Nodev. No one says that. You have a different phrase, but the Gemara says, like everyone knows, you're like the common phrase. So this phrase meant the native below and the stranger on top. It means it's a paradox. It's a steer me bay, right? The stranger on top and the native is on the bottom, right? It's a convoluted way of saying it's topsy turvy, right? It's paradoxical.
Immigration.
Okay, that's the expression. In case you ever come across it again, that's what it means. And now you know. Okay, the idea is certainly the same that something's not right here. So the according to Rabbi Chanan, if you didn't take it back, then you're in trouble. Because it's no different than the regular case of milva. The high kushya rasa, says the Rashba, the hanos milva ita, there is hanos milva, milva gufa lesa. But the milva itself is not. The lashon of the Gemara is not mashma like the Rabbeinu Chananel's painting, this picture, right? The way Rabbeinu Chananel is setting it up is not like this simple shot in the Gemara. Arvach lo zimna, it sounds like he extended the loan. See, the way you said it, Chaim, is very telling. Because the way the Gemara says it, I mean, the way the Rabbeinu Chananel said it, sounds like it's almost a totally new transaction. The way the Gemara explains it, the Arvach lo zimna, you extend it. You just extend the loan. So Rabbeinu Chananel apparently felt that, yeah, even to extend, you need to be done this way. You need to take the funds back into your hand and reissue them and say you can hold on to them for another 30 days. And the question, why does he hold this way? Let me just finish out the lashon here. Va'od, the lashon avach lo mashmachi, the havelik lemeimar, the ozif lo zuzi lo zimno. Va'odim isa dehecha de lo shaklin humine, lo mikadcha ba'anos harvacha. All right, that was his last question on the Rabbeinu Chananel. Well, let's stop here for 1 second. Let's try to explain the Rabbeinu Chananel and the Rashba. Right, but before we do that, let me read this Rambam, which I know everyone took a look at this morning. You tell me what the Rambam is saying. Okay? Rambam is in Perek Hei Halacha Tesvav. Someone want to read?
Yeah.
John, you want to read it? Gabriel, you don't want to read it? Okay, Dr. J? Hey, Tesvav.
Yeah.
Ishus, hey, Tesvav. You got to pay close attention to Lashon HaRambam.
Hamakadesh behalayat milva.
Good. So that's the Gemara's case. We have Mekadesh b'milva and Mekadesh b'hanas milva. Hanas milva is good. Milva itself is no good.
Ketzad, kegon shehilva ota ata matayim zuz.
Now what does ata mean?
Now.
Akshav, right now.
Akshav, ata, matayim zuz. Ba'amar la, harei ad mekudeshet li b'hanayat zaman shehirvich שהרוויח לך במלווה זו.
שהרוויח לך?
שהרוויח לך במלווה זו. שתהיה בידך כך וכך.
כך וכך יום.
ואין אותו ואה ממך עד זמן פלוני.
הרי זה מקודש.
הרי זה מקודש.
Good, stop. What is he saying?
He's just describing a normal loan as extending time of loan.
No, he's not even talking about that.
He's describing the Hanas
Milva. He's explaining Hanas Milva.
Right? He's describing that as
what?
As just extending time from today, from the time of the loan.
Exactly. In other words, the time that I grant you, the time that I extend to you now, from today until the time the loan is due, with that, what? With that Hana that you get, right, from during this time of having the loan, that the money will be in your hands, and I won't claim it from you until such and such time, you mikudash with that. That's not mikudash b'milva. It's mikudash b'hanas milva. I mikudash you with the benefit that you have from having this money in your control for such and such time.
But he sees it as extending the actual day?
That's what he calls
it. He says b'hanas zman. He doesn't use the lashon of expanding. He says b'hanas zman sha'arviach lach b'milva zu. With this loan that I'm extending to you. Now again, this is much different than the Rashba and Rashi.
No, but his question is
whose question?
The Rambam is describing Mekadesh b'milva.
No, he's not. Mekadesh b'milva says previously. Yud Gimel. Hamekadesh b'milva afilu ha'isur b'shtar inu mekadeshes. Not good. Kigon. Shahayu lo etz lachov dina v'amal laharei mekadeshes li b'dina sheish li b'yadech inu mekadeshes. Why? Shamilva lo tzan it no. Vainkan Davarkayam, there's nothing there. Lehenos bo me'ato shekvar hotziyo, so do never over hanasa. Remember we discussed that. What does the Rambam mean when he says that? That was the Beis Yosef, Tosafot 3, trying to explain what the Rambam means. Does the Rambam mean if the money's still there, then there is hana and it is good? No, he said it's like it's spent, it's kit.
Would you say that he's troubled by the same thing that the Rabbi Yochanan is?
Yeah.
That he has to give something over.
That's right.
And that when he does it, when he has the initial loan, and he's just extending, he's just saying, well, you have till then.
That's right.
That's a new Hana. Or that's one Hana that he's giving over.
Exactly. And that's why, see, Chaim, when you were asking about the Rabbeinu Chananel, does it have to be that way? See, I don't think the Rabbeinu Chananel would say it has to be that way. Meaning, does it have to take place in the middle? But Rabbeinu Chananel understood the case in the Gemara to mean that there was a pre-existing loan. It's the only way now to be Mekadesh b'hanas milva, a pre-existing loan, is to take the money back and give it. Why?
What if he just gives her the shtar chov worth of pruta?
What do you mean?
The document, the
who's shtar chov?
When she borrowed the money, it was a document. He holds the document until it's paid.
So he's Mekadesh b'hanas milva. That's different. That's different. That's not Hanas Milva.
No.
Yeah, that might work if he gave her something she could use. So it's like he gave her a ring. I mean, it should be no different.
So why? Yeah, that's a question.
Why what?
The Gemara doesn't say that, though.
The Gemara doesn't say what? The Gemara says that there was an extension of Hanas Milva.
Hanas
Milva. So Rabbeinu Chananel says, you know what Hanas Milva means? It could only mean this. It could only mean they took back the money and gave it to her again. Why?
There's no connection between the first and the second time. He's trying to explain the Gemara by saying, what it means by this case is that a totally new case happened after this case, and then that was okay.
No, it is an extension.
I'll give you an example. You have a lease on a car. You have a lease on a car. What happens when the lease is up? Today you have an option to buy. What else happens? You can either return the car, or you can renew your lease.
Not on that car.
Right, you can renew your lease.
But it's not like there's any benefit here.
One second. So what happens when you do a lease? You have the same thing you had before, you just have it for a longer period of time now.
Right.
Now you have a new lease.
And you have a new car.
I understand. Technically, you have a new lease, right? But what I'm saying is you're extending the previous lease. It's called an extension of your lease. And you're renewing of your lease. Renewal. What does renewal mean? Renewal means that same thing that I had before. I'm going to continue now. Forget about the fact that you might have a different rate. I'm not interested in that. Let's assume you get the same rate.
Right.
Same exact rate.
This is a totally new borrowing.
No, it's like
even if it's for the same amount, if she pays him back the money.
That's a good example. That's a good example. You have a 14-day period of time on the book. You've not finished reading it yet. So you bring it back to the library, and you say, can I renew this? They say, yeah, you can have it for another 2 weeks.
But so what the library does is you've now returned the book, and they give it straight back to you.
Yeah, but
it's a new transaction.
It's an extension.
It's a transaction.
It's not an extension.
You say conceptually it's
if you have to give him back the money, she is giving him back the money.
You understand what
she's
saying.
She's giving back the money.
What are you bothered by?
I don't see how you could possibly say that you could possibly say.
I see what you're saying. What do you want
to say? What the Gemara says, you think it's a reasonable explanation to say, it's an extension.
Ask a different question. Ask why is Rabbi Yochananel forced, in his estimation, why is he forced to give that scenario? You're right. It's not a simple shot. But he feels he's forced to. He must be this way. Why must it be this way? What's the lashon of the Rashba? The way he quotes it, it has to be this way. The ibi de lo shak lenu hechiyadifa hanas milva mi milva atzma.
Hechiyadifa.
It's why is it any different than a regular milva? How is it any different than a milva?
It's more.
Oh, that's the problem it's raised?
That's his lashon.
That doesn't seem to be a problem. With the giving. That seems to be.
What's
ibi
raising the problem? What's the problem?
No, I mean because it's not there. Meaning it's no different than a milva, which is not there.
Oh, it's no different than a. Milva.
Which is gone. Which is Lalza on it now.
What's gone?
The Milva's gone.
No, fine. What's gone here?
According to Rabbeinu Chananel, if it doesn't go down in this way, if it doesn't take place in this way, then the Metzius is no different than trying to be Mekash the Milva. What's the problem with being Mekash the Milva?
It's not yours.
It's not here.
Right.
What do you see from that, the way it's being presented here by the Rashba? That for Rabbeinu Chananel, there's some kind of deficiency with the Hana, right? If I just try to extend it. If I try to do the way Rashi is saying, the way Rashba is saying, right? According to the Rabbeinu Chananel, there's a problem there. What's the problem? So again, this is what happened yesterday. We want to say, is it a new Hana? Is it not a new Hana? Let's hold off on that for 1 second. But what's lacking is that I'm not doing what? Let's take this is the simplest statement. I'm not what?
Giving anything.
I'm not giving anything. Right? That has to be, because he says, Heche Adifa. So what do you mean, Heche Adifa? How is it better? How is it better than Milva? Okay, when you say, how is it better than Milva, you have to understand, what is the problem with Milva? The problem with Milva is I'm not giving you anything. Oh, if you tell me it's no better than Milva, that means, according to Rabbeinu Chananel, in such a case, it's lacking because of what?
Is the lacking in the giving, or is the lacking in the Hana?
1 second. That was your tying on me yesterday, when I said that.
It was?
Yeah. So I'm saying now, I'm trying to keep it as simple
and
as...
Which one?
The giving is lacking.
That's not what the lesson sounds like. Hey, Chiyadifa, what are you adding? It's in what is being given is lacking, not the process of giving.
If I tell the woman, here, take that money that you have already and you'll be mekudeshes to me with it. What's the problem with that? I didn't give you anything. You have it already.
Right, so it's what is being given is the problem. You already have it, not the process by which it's being given.
I'm saying there is no giving.
Because there's nothing to be given.
That's right.
Right, so the lacking is in what is being given.
I don't know why you keep saying that.
Because the alternative is...
Just say I'm not giving you anything.
No, because the alternative is that the Hana is good, just I'm not giving it in the correct manner.
You're right. I agree with you. This exact conversation we had yesterday. Originally I said that you need to give new Hana, and you said, no, don't say that, just say that the Hana is really good, but you need to give... right, do you remember that?
Yeah,
that sound familiar?
Yeah, right.
Right, Mike was sitting over there and he said, oh yeah, that looks like that way.
Okay.
So I'm agreeing, there are two possibilities. I'm saying this way is a little bit more, is a simpler thing to say. It's a bit smaller
from the washer?
From the washer. Not from the washer, just
conceptually.
Okay guys, what's going on down there? What's the matter? You're still hung up on why
the money. I don't understand why you guys are like so comfortable just being like, oh yeah, obviously the explanation of the Gemara is just like.
It's not obvious. It's not obvious.
That's a reasonable opinion to take to say by extension meant a totally new loan.
Fine. So you have to, when you see that, you have to ask yourself, figure out if it's reasonable. Why is it saying that? You're right. That's not the simple shot. That's not the simplest understanding.
I don't even see that as a possible.
Why is it not possible? What's not possible about it?
Because it's a totally different transaction.
Good. So fine. Call it this new transaction. That's the only way that you can have Havachas Hava. Havachas Milva. Havachas Man. Whatever Lashon HaGemara is, right? The Avach Lazimna.
Why can't they just amend the document?
But then there's no difference between the... I don't see what the difference between the initial transaction and the secondary transaction.
Transaction.
Like the Rambam. Rambam says something new. He says
Rambam's saying you're doing this at the outset. Rambam's saying you're doing this at the outset.
They're requiring the same thing. They're requiring a new loan. You want to call it a new loan? It'd be like the Rambam. An extension of a new loan.
Is that clear? Is everyone okay with that? Now, look at the Rambam in Halacha Yirchas. Kiddushin b'pikadon sheyesh lo b'yada or b'she'ela she'eshila im haya pikadon b'she'ela o shav aprutim mehen kayim b'rshusa harezim b'kudashas. Why is that good? What do you just say for the Rambam? That you need what?
To give her something new.
You need to have an act of giving. You need to have an asina. You need to have an asina at the time of the kedushin, right? That's why Rambam can't tolerate the approach of the other shittas that say what? Like the Rashba, just I'll extend the loan for you. Did anyone catch what the Rambam says at the end of his halacha there? By the way, after he says you shouldn't do because of Rambam's rules, what does he say after that? It's a very strong language. Did anyone see that? Did anyone take note of that? Did anyone say, wow, that's very harsh allegations? Do you know what that means? He's saying what my colleagues say about Hanas Milva, I can't even, it's not worthy of hearing. It's so wrong. That's a serious claim.
But I think because you can't give Hana, or because Hana is not new? Which one?
I said, let's, for the purpose of just going forward for now, we're saying what he means is that there has to be a giving.
But there isn't in Yudchez.
No, that's the next problem, right? There has to be a giving.
And there isn't a giving because...
Because what you're doing is telling her, okay, dear, the money you have in your hand, you can hold on for another 30 days and now you'll be Mekadeshes to me.
It was already given.
The Rambam can't tolerate that.
Because it was already given.
Exactly, fine. It was already given.
Fine.
It was already given. Okay. Now, what about this case over here? I tell you, you come to me, woman, comes to me and says, I want to borrow your... I don't know, your shovel. Right? And now I tell her, and she borrowed the shovel. It's my shovel. Now I tell her, okay, you know that shovel you have in mind? That shovel, you can keep that shovel. That would be your shovel, and now you'd be Mekadeshes to me. The Rambam says that's good.
Why?
Good. Why is that good?
That was it.
What?
That was his shovel.
Yeah.
Because she goes from being... From borrowing his shovel and having a lease on it to being the sole owner of it, it's officially in her domain. It's in her possession completely.
It's good.
Once he does that,
so what's happening?
So it's going from his reshut to hers. When he says it's no longer my shovel, now it's your shovel.
And therefore, what you're saying, good?
Therefore, there's an atina.
Ah, very good.
You're saying it's different than money.
It's definitely different than the money.
Shovel.
Irving wants to say like this. Irving's saying that the difference is when I give you the shovel, you could enter your favorite object. It doesn't have to be a shovel. Any chefs, okay? Why would she do? I'm saying I don't care why she would want a shovel. Whatever you gave her. You gave her something. Right? You gave her something. If she borrowed something or is it called on, you asked her to watch it, whatever the case is. And now you tell her, you know that thing you have in mind in your possession? Keep it. That's good kiddushin. So why is that good kiddushin? So with money, it doesn't work. Why? Because when I give you money, whose money is it?
It's her money.
So I'm not giving you anything.
That's only because it's meant to be spent.
Okay, good. Let's one step at a time.
Right.
I gave it to you. It's your money because mavalotzan by money. when I lend you an object, right? I lend you an object. Whose object is it? It's mine. Okay, it's my object. It's my object, except that you have what?
Rights to use it.
You have rights to use it. You have rights to use it. It's in your possession, but it's not under your ownership. The difference between possession and ownership. It's in your possession. You have what we'll call a heter shtamshus. You could use it. Right? You're allowed to use it. That's why you have it. But it's, you don't have ownership over it. Fine. So now I tell you, that shovel that you have, you can keep it. You can keep it. So why is that good? So Irving wants to say that what? Since what? Since what happened now?
Since he went from his reshoot to hers by him saying it's no longer mine, it's yours now, there's a matina that you can write.
Right. Since you took that shovel and you made it from something that she only had a right of use to something that she has right of ownership over, apparently that is the matina. Apparently that's the matina. Because you changed it. You gave her something that she didn't have before. It wasn't like I said, hold on to what you have. No. What you had before was less than you have now. That's a Nesina right now. That's a new Nesina. Mm-hmm. Yes?
Okay, so Masha Ain came by extension.
Masha Ain came, exactly. Masha Ain came if I told her, hey, just hold on to that money. I didn't give her anything new. Here's something that you didn't have before. You had the same thing. I did no Mice Nesina now.
Can we attribute the something new to the Hana? This Hana is new?
My humble opinion, that's what I was trying to say yesterday, that it could be that it's a different, call it a different Hana. You know, I was trying to say that maybe the machlok is, I was trying to say maybe the machlok between the Rashba and the Menachem is whether or not when you extend the Hana, is that considered simply extending something that's already there or giving something new?
Of the Hana or of the thing?
Back to that again. Which thing?
The something new being the extension. Is the money something new? The money is not something new.
Killing me.
We know that. Yeah. We know the money is something new.
Right.
But like basically during Seder, how I mean both of us were the house especially was saying there's no question that she's gaining a new Hana here.
You wanna say
there's no question?
Yeah, she's gaining Hana.
She's getting a Hana here.
A new Hana you wanna say?
Huh?
You wanna say it's a new Hana?
I don't wanna say it's a new Hana, I wanna say she gains Hana.
That okay. She did not have previously.
That's a new Hana.
Well, okay, so I'm saying, right. What are you playing, word games? She's Nana from this loan, right? She's Nana from the loan.
Right.
She has Hana from the loan?
You're correct.
The initial loan?
Correct.
Now, what happens on day 30?
When what?
On day 30, if I were to go ahead and say you can keep it for longer.
That is a new Hana. The Hana has to be...
It's a new Hana.
Is worth a pruta because there's Hana intrinsic in the extension.
Okay, that's fine.
So therefore, that is a new Hana.
It's a new Hana.
Correct.
Okay.
Wait, that's not my
book. 1 second. So you want to say everyone agrees with that?
Yeah. Okay.
Is that correct?
Yeah.
You can say that. You can say everyone agrees with it, but the problem is that there's no Maisa Nesina.
Right. That's...
So we need a Maisa Nesina.
That's the Rama.
Okay, so now the shovel case, what's the Maisa Nesina?
The fact that I changed it from one status to another, I...
And you gave it to
me,
you're saying that's an
Atina. Yeah, now it's in your possession as something that's mine. When I said, now it's mine, right? When I said it's mine, I just gave it to you. I'm sorry, when I said it's yours, I gave it to you.
Mm-hmm. Why can't you say that about the money?
Because the money is not mine.
But Hana is something.
It is if it's a coin collection.
Thank you.
The Hana is still something.
You do it as an object of art.
That's different.
Objet
d'art is not the same.
We're lacking in the scene, not the Hana.
What's that?
We're lacking in the scene, not in the Hana.
I'm okay with saying that, yeah.
Okay,
I'm so saying if you want to tell me that they both agree that the Hana is... No, I'm not upset at all. I'm okay. Just saying I see what we keep going up and back on that issue. I'm not... You know, like you're trying to hold me down one way or the other. I say, if you want to tell me that the Hana is the same Hana, I'm sorry, that there's new Hana,
yeah.
You want to tell me they both agree there's new Hana, fine, that's fine. Then the machlokas is, do you need a Nesina or not? Do I need a Maisa Nesina or not?
Right.
So the Rambam is saying clearly you need a Maisa Nesina. Okay. That's why it has to take place at the beginning.
Okay, so what do we do with this?
1 second. I mean, what do we do with what?
These are the facts.
Yeah, no?
Well, I mean, we're explaining why Rabbi Hananel holds what he does and why the Rambam holds what he does because you need a Maisa Nesina. That's not spelled out. I mean, that's not the facts.
No, but Rabbi
Rashba
is
going to
really...
Okay, Rashba. We have to work out the Rashba. 1 second.
But I'm saying, okay.
Okay, fine. One thing at a time. Just worked out Rabbi Hananel and the Rambam. Now you're upset that Rashba is not explained.
Maisa Nesina, there has to be.
What do you do about that?
Yeah, but in the case of Adam Chashuv, the Nesina just goes...
Oh, Rabbi Adam Chashuv. Where's the Messina over there? Where's the Maisa Messina?
From the woman to the man.
The other way around. When he accepts her gift, apparently he's doing the Maisa. He's doing the Maisa, giving her the Hana. The Hana has to come after
the
Maisa.
Oh, so the Messina can be giving Hana.
What?
You said that the Messina that's been given is the fact that he's giving her the Hana.
When he takes it, he does a Maisa of taking.
Yeah.
It's a Kabbalah.
He's giving her Hana.
She gets
Hana from that.
The Maisa and the Messina is what?
His act of taking the gift from her.
That's a Maisa.
That's a Maisa, which creates Hana for her. That's good.
Fine, so why can we say the Maisa of fanning her in the face gives her a Hana? If we just need a Maisa.
Whoa, 1 second. Now you're asking me what else can come into this?
Sure.
Hana. Okay, so let's take it slow. There are cases, right? There are cases where... Let's see if we can find it quick in the Rambam. Did anyone come across the case where she says, dance in front of me?
Yeah, yeah.
That's from
the Kavah Mara, though.
Right.
Okay.
So that's similar to what you're asking about. Correct. Can we find that quickly? What we're saying is like this. According to the Rambam, and it seems that this is the Shita Rabbeinu Chananel, that Hana is not enough without a Maisa.
An extension is not a Maisa, we're saying.
That's right. Okay. Extending one is not a Maisa.
Okay.
You're right. If you want to tell me that there's Hana, call it new Hana, call it old Hana, whatever it is, that's not what's lacking. It's not lacking in Hana. It's lacking in the sense that the Hana did not come back through a Maisa. You need a Maisa.
You need a Maisa.
Kedushin requires a Maisa.
And it's impossible to say that the extension is a Maisa? I mean, I
don't know. Nonsense. I think it's impossible. The Rambam is clearly not learning that way.
Right, fine.
You want to tell me maybe the Rashba agrees that you need a Maisa, but the extension is a Maisa? That's a possibility.
Right. I guess that would. Yeah.
I just hold off on that.
Yeah, you would say that the extension is a Maisa.
1 second, let's hold off on that. And then that's a harder, in my opinion, that's a little bit hard to say.
But we won't be able to say, whatever, okay.
For the Rashba, he wants to say that.
I'm saying, we're going to
say that it's a Maisa.
No, I'm not stopping. I'm not stopping. I'm just...
No, I'm saying that. I mean, you can't... All right, okay, go ahead.
Hell.
I'm sorry.
What's going on today? Yeah, the case in the... What did you say, he's hungry?
He needs a hug.
He needs a hug? No. He's chomping at the bit today. I don't know what's going on. Where's this gra? No, this is not the right halacha. I'm not in the right place. Did anyone find the other halacha in the Rambam in the meantime?
I was looking. I don't know where to look.
Is it all Paragatim?
Gazel, Geneva. What? Do I know where it is? No, if I knew where it was, I would just look it up.
What's a bismara?
What's what? Halach in the Rambam. Nasamot pikadon, v'amalot kinsi pikadon zeh, v'chazam rahariat mekudash asli, bo, im amalot kin kodem she not losov, and not losov afal pi, she shaska harezim mekudash as. V'im acher she not losov, betoris pikadon, amalot hariat mekudash asli, Vishaska, Eno Klum, Avalim Omra, Hain, then it's Mikudashas.
She has to agree to this,
right? Yeah.
So she can agree after the fact. For the
fact. Yeah.
For the dancing.
Well, that's your question, right, Richie?
If he extends the loan and then she says Hain, then she would be Mikudashas. She would have to, would she have?
Do
you have to say him?
Tanam Asahaf is the next seminar. I'm just going to read this Magid Mishnah. In case anyone had any doubts about the Rambam being in line with Rabbi Nachmano, I noticed this morning that the Magid Mishnah actually makes this point. Okay? In the middle of the Magid Mishnah over here. Vish Misha Kostos Lel Peir Zeh, Koshkein in Mochala Hamal Vabat, Amil Vabat, Mova Amala Hiskachili Bishar Hanaos Hamachila Shimu Kudashas. That's Rashi. The Rashba also. For Rabbeinu Zal, well, Yashu Be'in of Divrei HaHalachos. Right? The Baal Halachos, who was cited previously, he says the Rambam can't be Sovel, that opinion. The Kivan de Bashas Kiddushin, Einu Nosein La Davar, lo odif harvachas man mi milve gufa. Since you're not giving her anything now,
it's no better than
the milve. He, Richie, see, he's understanding that line in the Rabbeinu Chananel, right, where he says it's adi, it's no odif than milve itself. He wants to say that's the Rambam's taina as well. Kim the pshat tradition in nosim ladavar lo odif harvachas man mi milve gufa. And that's the opinion of Rabbeinu Chananel. Was that pirish hanos milva she'at the nosim law ma'os behalva umarviach lo bezman shekovelo lepiron. But the Rambam and the Rabbeinu Chananel are in the minority. How do we know that? Because he says the Ramban and the Rashba maskim on das halachos for roi rochus l'devrayim. Should be choshish for those opinions. Okay. It's still try to like work out the Rashba, the other side of this equation, right? The other side of this equation. Can I try?
Yeah, I mean, it looks like something came up, but it was in a with a mitzvah.
Oh, this has actual text now. Yeah, so that's the case over here in Samach Gimel. We finally found it. Samach Gimel Amar Aleph. The Gemara says Tanya, right? Shevi mi betivsa ve'kadosh l'chava. So they do a shaman. Im yesh bo shav pruta mekudeshes. Im lav inim mekudeshes. So what do you see? He gives us some type of benefit, but it still has to be worth the shav pruta. The benefit that he gives us still has to be worth the shav pruta. So even though there's hana, there has to be a maisa. There has to be a maisa hana. Right? That's where he builds her a house. Dimos the Rashi says binyan. Where she says, stay with me, shalo eshev yechidi.
That's right.
Right.
So here we go, we're equating the hana to the value of the thing that he is doing.
It's desirable.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, is it value at a pruta or not?
So what does he say here?
Is dance worth a pruta? Is his singing worth a pruta? Is his binyan worth a pruta? If it is, then it's good. So he did but he has to come from a maisa. Right. See, from here also has to be a maisa. So you are now fanning? She says, fan me and I'll be mekadeshes to you?
It would be, okay.
Yeah, if they agreed on that.
Right, and so now the Rashba.
Okay, so that's the, now you're in Hal's camp, you want to know about the Rashba.
Yeah.
So how is the Rashba going to explain those cases?
It's an action. I don't think it's so crazy.
Just to extend the loan, it's hard to say that's an action. That's a maisa? Did you want to say the Rashba is mode that you need a maisa, but simply extending loan is a maisa?
Mm-hmm. That's
hard to say. What do you think? That's hard to say that. Huh?
Yes, not then. Sitting, yes.
Yes, not. No, not because I'm saying. I just, to me, it doesn't seem that way.
Extending loan is a maisa.
What's a few words?
No, it's Lemaisa, what you're really saying is like this. You're giving her something. You're giving her something with a shavapruta. But it's not coming back to your Maisa Nasina.
So.
Right? So you can either say one of two ways. Either the Rashba says that is a Maisa Nasina, which is difficult. Or you could say no, it's enough that you gave her this without it doesn't require a form of Maisa Nasina.
Can we say that?
That's what I was saying.
How can we say that? What about all these cases where you need a Maisa?
Well, we're only saying that these cases stand for the proposition that you need a maisa because we're trying to fit them into the to the Rambam.
No, but do we see any other case where?
Hello.
Bahanazu. What would be another case of hano without a maisa?
He sits next to her and blocks the sun.
Those are maisa. So you want to conceive a case where there is a hano that he gives her without a maisa.
He stays there next to her.
Oh, that'll be the case of Amni Mekadesh too, but you know that you're getting from marrying me. The case of Amni Mekadesh.
The other Mekadesh case.
Right.
You want, what, if that's not a Maisa?
Amni Mekadesh you with the know that you're getting from marrying me.
No, but he has to take something from her.
So that proves that you need a Maisa.
I understand, but you asked me about the Rashba.
Right, so I'm saying, so we can't say that. Okay. That's what I'm saying. We can't say that that doesn't need a Maisa.
Remember.
Because of the Amni Mekadesh case.
Really?
Yeah, I'm listening. I'm with you.
When we're praying, I was trying to say that. If the sign that says it's okay to
extend,
either you're saying that it obviously I was saying the same. Tell me.
Okay.
I was saying it's either you're gonna have to say that extending isn't a teenager, you're giving her an extension, and you're saying that's hard to say.
I mean, you tell me. Is that
the other option? I'm saying is that. That side doesn't really show us in Latina.
Right.
And last Latina, but rather. that she has an elevation of a state of na, and as long as
came
that
from you.
Change came from something that you did,
right?
That's
right. That's what I was saying just now.
You don't like that?
No, I mean, I think we could do a little bit better, but that. I think it's easier to say that way than to say that it is a maisa.
Clean up that one.
I think so. That's what I think. What do you say, Hal?
Wait, say that again? So, remember how I was saying...
This is one of two possibilities, basically. Once you say Rabbi Nachman the Rambam require a maisa and a sina, and that's why they're so insistent that it be done in this way, then you'll tell me, so why does Rashba argue? Well, there's one of two possibilities. Either he says you don't need a maisa and a sina, and then you have to explain what he does, or this is a maisa and a sina, and that's good enough. It's hard, in my opinion, it's hard to say this is a maisa and a sina, because let's be honest, you're not doing anything. You're not doing a maisa. I mean, unless you tell me that extending the loan is the same thing as taking the shovel and saying, now, previously it was lent, now it's owned. If that's a maisa, so maybe saying, you had this hana, I'm giving you new hana, that's a maisa. I gave you something that you didn't have before. You know, I altered your hana. Your hana was a 30-day hana. I said, 30-day hana is now a 60-day hana. Maybe that's enough. I altered your hana. I did a maisa to alter your hana. Maybe the Rashba says that's enough. Well, the alternative is what you're saying is, no, you don't need a maisa. And all you need is that the Mekadesh grants her something. It doesn't have to come back through a maisa.
But you're saying there is a maisa when you say that you now own the shovel.
The pikadon, right? You change the, you alter the pikadon.
Because it's hard to say in the Adam Chashev case that you don't need a maisa.
Adam Chashev is a maisa.
It feels like
that. Exactly. But why do you need that maisa?
What do you mean? Why do you need?
Why do you need the?
What's the alternative? How else would the case?
I'm in mikdash with a na of I'm
agreeing to mikdash.
Correct.
I'm agreeing to mikdash. So with the hana that you get from my, I mean, isn't it?
You're saying it works after the fact.
It's circular, right? Uh-huh. I'm saying it's not circular. Where is the thing? It won't come about till after. It sounds like you need to have the hana first.
Right.
Otherwise, it's
all right.
All right, I think we should stop because I know we're
right, looking at me. I'm so beautiful that I know that you're getting looking at me.
Okay, so go ahead.
Okay.
We'll pick up this tomorrow. Yeah.
I have a presentation to do about 14
minutes a month. Practically speaking. Okay, Shkai Falls. I think today was a good day to learn. I'm with you. Practically speaking.